Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
We're podcasting from another room in the house today.
We've done it in this room before.
Yeah. Well, I like actually doing the podcast in this room because I think that our dog doesn't equate this room with me going to the closet and getting it.
You're right.
Yeah.
So she right now sitting next to me just chewing on a bone, an old bone that she had. So if you hear a little noise in the background, just try to put up with it.
Because, or at least she's not whining.
Because she's not whining. So that's kind of pick the matter of two evils. And we're going to try to do our best to not mention, we're going to just say it once, because it's obvious. We're going to try to say it just this one time, snow.
It's
snowing again. Schools are canceled, so the kids are sleeping in late today. But I have to tell you, both of them were saying yesterday, I really hope it doesn't snow and school doesn't get canceled. They too, have gotten to the point, have realized that these school closings and cancellations
gonna affect the
are now going to affect them in terms of the spring. And when so they know that days are going to be taken away from them, they would have had off in a nice, hopefully sunny weather. And now that instead they have to spend it indoors because of this crap.
Exactly.
So even the kids have had enough. You know, like when I just remember I couldn't wait when I was younger to have a day off in school. You know, and now it's gotten to the point where it's too much even for the youth.
Yeah, well, and I'm not going to go into the city today to my swanky office.
No, you're not. I'm telling you, I've been hearing such good things about this office. I can't wait to come in. Seriously, I'm very excited. Beth is very, has this like rejuvenated spirit about her in terms of the office and getting her funk on and really like,
it's really
nice. Becoming that city girl again. She's got that energy that's flowing, like, you know, commuting, going in, getting psyched, and feeling good about the place that she's working in. Seems to like the environment so far. I don't know anything about the people. I mean,
people are nice. Actually, Lisa, my partner, talked to somebody yesterday. She was having a whole conversation with them. They're all kind of in the creative tech community.
I like the fact that you said somebody went to and got a beer.
What they have is on the a couple of floors have beer on tap. They have free beer, free water with like lemon and water, lemon and orange and whatever. It's like you're at a hotel and free coffee. And then this week they had a waffle bar for new employees.
Yeah, you talked about
that. Yeah. Today, because it's snowing, I'm missing it, but it was Bloody Mary, 11-1.
You would have missed that anyway.
Would have missed it anyway. Right.
You don't drink Bloody Mary. You're not eating waffles right now.
Right.
These are all things,
I can't have, but at least it's a nice amenity. But anyway, so they have a bar, and so we were leaving to catch the train, but one of the guys on our floor, how cool is that?
It is very cool.
He's coming up to his office with a beer. I'm like,
seems like
that's
my kind of
interesting
place.
You know, I guess getting work done with a little beer, that's pretty cool.
So I was going through Facebook yesterday and looking at messages, and I saw Beth. I already had a conversation with her about it.
It was
about her doctor, and I saw her posting something on Facebook saying the doctor she went to basically said everything was okay, and then she stopped worrying so much and beating herself up over weight. And that as a result of that she decided she was going out and having a cheeseburger and fries.
And he called me
and
like, an intervention.
I'm like, did you really do that? It wasn't. I mean, if you did, you did. But I was like, wow, it would just be an extreme about face from what you have been doing.
Yeah. No.
But the doctors said everything seemed to be.
They tested my blood. I'll find out if there's anything with my metabolism when they get the blood work back. But my blood pressure was 106/60. He's like, that's amazing. Like, I'm so calm that it's ridiculous.
And you didn't really have anything there around you to really
stress me out.
Stress you and stir you up.
Well, but it's interesting because when I went to the gynecologist the month before when I was 4 pounds heavier, they took my blood pressure and it was actually elevated, which was so.
My blood pressure is always elevated when I go to the gynecologist.
Yeah, very funny. Very funny. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I was telling her all my troubles and things that have gone wrong or whatever, or the things that have bothered me the last year, and she was very.
Did my name?
No, I didn't.
Be honest.
No, I didn't say anything about you. It was about health.
Okay.
But she was very nice. She's one. She actually reminds me of one of our kids' doctors, a pediatrician, who also is very much like, don't worry about it. No problem. It's not a problem until it's a problem. So she was very reassuring and said, listen, you seem to be doing everything right. It's just you're, you know, at a certain age. And she said, even though, you know, I've lost this 4 pounds, she's like, that's still good. And it's better to do it slow than quickly anyway.
I think she's 100%. When it comes up to this pace, it's a healthy way of doing it.
Yeah.
And if you can't tell, I'm not sure if you can, Beth is actually working towards her weight loss right now. So she's using
The elliptical again. Everyone in the house is loving this elliptical. I don't know. Have you done it yet?
I haven't used it yet. I will give it a try.
Our son is loving it. He was yesterday. He was doing it again.
He did do it. He does love this thing.
Yeah, he loves
it. Does our daughter use it at all?
I don't know. I think she's gonna try it. But the thing that I like about it is that you could do it like a elliptical bicycle, or you could do it standing up. So in a way, you could actually do a 40-minute workout for 20 minutes. As your little bicycle in 20 minutes stand.
So, yesterday, one of those days where I got really.
What?
I'm not going to go into details because you shouldn't offer it up, but I had to go. Me and another family member had to go to a physician for something that was no big deal at all. What the big deal was is that we had an appointment for 11:40. A.M. Was not seen. 12:45. That stuff just kills me. I mean, I know the.
Did you say anything when I said you tell them that
your friend? Yeah, yes, I did, and it did help. It did help, but I tell you, that is something that just really gets under my skin. The fact that you go to a doctor's office, they just assume that you have as much time.
There's a lot of doctors that you don't wait because you pretty much have a lot of different options. And it's funny, this is the first time I actually went to their satellite office. I usually go to their other office on something street. But they must have about, I don't know, 20 doctors in the practice, as opposed to when you're going to a place that you're waiting on one doctor. And that can kill you because if you depending upon the doctor, I know at our kids' pediatrician, even when they have three, if you have an appointment with one of the doctors who happens to spend more time with your patients, wait, she's a great doctor, which takes a lot of time. So that's the problem. Well, I used to have that at the gynecologist. Like, if it was a doctor that I wanted, the one that was like the
big.
Yeah, no. That was in the city. This was in White Plains. There was one in particular that initially I really liked a lot, but it was very difficult to get an appointment with her because she did spend time with her patients and then you were waiting. After a certain point, I was like, no, I just need a person who's like, not them. I stuck with time and I like her.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's obviously difference in quality of doctors, but go back to cost benefit now. One doctor that much better than waiting an extra hour. I don't know.
It's the bedside manner. It's really a matter of your preference because you could go to a doctor that's much more matter of fact that says, this is what's wrong with you. Here's a prescription. The nurse pretty much does much of the
mm-hmm.
visit. They come in, they do their thing, and they go on to the next.
Close to the doctor, it's like, talk to you. How are you?
Reassures you, makes you feel like they really care. They're spending time. I mean, think about it. Your mother probably.
Oh my
God. Her doctor. She's known for I don't know how long. She almost got me going there.
And
that would be
interesting to say. I would like to know how much my mom's appointments with doctors throws the office schedule out of whack.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I think when she goes in there, she's spending the average amount of time, less than average amount of time, way above average amount of time. I don't know. My mom does go to doctors, and she likes to talk, and she likes reassurance, and the conversation with the doctor, I'm sure it can go on for a very long time.
Well, I have to say, in my situation yesterday, I was impressed because there wasn't a nurse that was treating me at all. It was a doctor the entire time. I got there. My appointment was at 9:45. I filled out the form. They took me. I did what I had to do in the bathroom. She took me right away. We had our conversation. I didn't feel rushed at all. I was out of there by 10:30. A physical, 45 minutes.
That's great.
And I had a shot, and they took blood, and checked my hearing, all the other stuff. So,
what did they say about your hearing?
They said that she said that one of my ears, because I just think the ear canal is very small. But she said that one of my ears. No, I hear better in the right ear than the left, but I heard everything. It was like they put this thing in your ear, and you hear all these noises, and it's super annoying, but supposedly it does a reading of what your ear is doing. I don't know. But she was saying, well, your ear canal is very small, so I don't know.
I never noticed that about
very
you.
Very small.
Actually, look at that.
What?
Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
So we were supposed to have our playoff basketball game tonight. The way things came really close, I'm assuming that's going to be canceled.
Then when would they have it?
I don't know. But the whole basketball schedule is going to throw everything into a tizzy as well. Because there's a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. Things.
Kids have camp reunions.
I'm going with our daughter to the concert on Sunday evening in Maroon 5.
Ooh.
And,
Where is this?
I think it's at the iGOT Center.
Oh, so isn't that New Jersey?
Yes, that is.
Adam Levine.
And I actually saw a very nice video posted trending yesterday about, I believe it was a 10-year-old boy with Down syndrome who was a huge Maroon 5 and Adam Levine fan and did a whole. Five to seven minute video of everything Maroon 5 and why the kid loves Maroon 5 so much, and I guess Maroon 5 found out about it and then invited the kid to come to the concert, and I guess came backstage, and when the kid met Adam Levine, he was getting so excited that he fell down the floor, but decided just to lay down the floor because he was so happy and elated and was getting very emotional about it. So instead of making a big scene about it, well, Adam Levine and his entire crew lay down on the floor with him. And it was they were saying, the article that I read, that Adam Levine was trying to go out of his way, basically saying not to publicize any of this. He wasn't looking for any PR or anything of the sort. Like, just trying to do a nice thing, and somehow or another still managed to get publicity. And the point was is that as many tools and schmucks there are in Hollywood that are just self-absorbed, that it's nice to see once in a while guys like Adam Levine and Maroon 5 doing a nice thing for other people.
What should I say? I like watching The Voice because I think that the personalities there are all I really like watching.
Adam Levine, what's
Pharrell, Williams, Aguilera, and
now, do they all get along with each other?
Seems like it. I mean, they have, like, whatever. There's, like, rivalry men, Adam Levine, but I think it's, like, all joking and stuff. But they're funny. Because the thing is, like, American Idol, the only person I really like is Harry Connick and J-Lo and...
Keith
Urban.
I am so done with J-Lo, by the way. When I mention her name, I never want to see any. Never want to see anything having to do with her again.
Why?
Because I think she's one of these divas that just looks down on other people, and I don't think she's a good person. I don't think she's a good person.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, we don't know her. We don't know her.
We don't know her personally, yeah. But we know enough.
Yeah, well, she makes a lot of demands, so that's...
Yeah, so get over yourself after a while.
Right.
Don't look at me when you're backstage. And I'm getting loose. Get over yourself.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I'm looking at the window. I want to go for a run.
Yeah, I want to go out in the snow. Yeah. Keep me sitting.
A couple of interesting things I saw this morning when I woke up first thing. There was a story of a incident at Rikers. Yes, that's right. I'm going down the prison route right now.
I saw in the news yesterday. Was that the thing with the corrections officer?
The correction officer was about to be raped by this convicted rapist.
Child rapist. Horrible.
The guy, I think, weighed 290 pounds. another guy in prison. I forget his name was the convicted drug dealer or whatever, but he thwarted the effort by.
Well, they said that the corrections officers actually sent the skinniest inmate in. They had to stick him through like a hole to get him in because the guy grabbed her and brought her into the bathroom to actually like have him shimmy through something.
He
climbed through like a little window or something.
I have no idea, nor should I really have any idea how the setup looks inside Rikers. Hopefully I never will.
Exactly.
To see how this actually happened or what he was actually trying to get his way through. But when they were talking about this guy, they really made him seem like he was a real hero. That he, I know it's hard to call a convicted drug dealer a hero, but at least for this particular action.
He's like, look, I was convicted for selling drugs. I was just trying to make a dishonest living, but I don't kill people and I'm not a racist.
You're right. No, you know what? We've talked about this before. There is there's a hierarchy. There's a code, even in prison. There's like, there's crimes and then there's real crime.
Yeah, and scary crime.
You know, rapists and pedophiles are, are the subject of much contempt within the prison system. So they are not. There's no tolerance that if you want to go ahead and if you commit murder, that's one thing. If you a robbery, that's okay. But pedophilia and rape are two things that in prison even the prisoners say we will not tolerate that. That there's no way. And the other thing I saw that was mentioned of five celebrities that said that their careers were adversely affected significantly by coming out as being gay. You know who those five people were?
Five.
There's five people who said that their careers in Hollywood were...
In an adverse way? Was it
in a very bad way because of the fact that they announced that they were gay. You know who? Let's see if you can name two.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Nope. He wasn't on there.
Not Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
Think, right?
Think.
Okay. The second one that was mentioned was from a movie that you liked a lot, My Best Friend's Wedding, Rupert Everett.
Oh, yeah.
There was another one. Another one that was mentioned was Adam Lambert.
Yeah, but he's an American Idol. I mean, he just seemed gay when
he was on Idol.
Makeup on okay, yeah.
Right, and the other one, along with Ellen DeGeneres, was I always forget her last name, Anne Heck.
Heck, yes.
She was the other one.
Oh.
For those five. But I had a hard time understanding Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, because she had a sitcom first. And I think and she came out on the sitcom, and I think that
she did.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I think that kind of changed.
I forgot that sitcom. Was it
called Ellen?
I know. Was it really funny?
Yeah, it was funny, and I think it kind of changed the direction of her career because she was a sitcom star, and then after that, it was kind of like she, not damaged goods, but people weren't doing anything. But I do feel like in this day and age now, it's so different. I mean, you watch Modern Family.
Which you watched last night.
Oh, my God. I love that show. I love the Goldbergs. I even like the middle. Like,
you really, Wednesday night's becoming a big night.
Of Nashville. I mean, that whole Blackish. It's like that whole lineup is like what NBC used to be with Friends.
Yeah.
It's like that's my lineup on
Wednesday
night. I love it. And our son loves the Goldbergs. He's like, he got home late yesterday. He wants us to rewind it, to watch it. It's such a funny show.
Modern
Family is also so fun.
I think it's okay. I don't love it.
It's
funny. Your favorite about it? Sofia Vergara on the show? I just love her.
I think she's so fun. But I also like Cam and I like that whole dynamic with their daughter.
the best part was when they were...
Trying the daughter was tone deaf?
I only caught part of the show, but when they were in the auditorium and they were doing the show, and I guess the other gay couple.
Yeah, it was like his rival.
His rival, and then towards the end, he goes.
You adopted your daughter from Vietnam.
Vietnam.
We did. We adopted ours from Korea.
Korea. So, and he just ended it with the word. So, and I guess the guy said, I hate it when ends a sentence with the word so.
Yeah. Is Korea better than Vietnam?
It was hilarious. So it's Eric Stone Street, is Cam, right? And who's the other?
Jesse Tyler, I think.
Has he been in anything else?
Probably. Yeah, I'm sure he has. But we remember when we went to the Dodger game, we saw Eric Stone Street.
And Ty Burrell.
Right.
That was there.
And they waved at us.
They did wave.
So nice.
Yeah, our daughter was so psyched when she saw them, right?
Yeah. Well, they were awesome.
Wait, when we went to that Dodger game, we saw them, and we also saw
And we saw Danny DeVito.
That's right.
We have pictures of him with his, like, crazy hair.
That was great. That was a fun day. This was when we went to California, not this past summer, the summer before. And we surprised the kids with going to a Dodger game. And the reason why it was special is because we're big Mets fans, and the Mets were actually in town playing against the Dodgers. So we got to go. We actually went for Korean barbecue in downtown L.A. Right before the game, and then surprised them with the kids going to the game afterwards. And her daughter likes going to a baseball game, but there were so many.
Oh, there were celebrities everywhere, and she had her nice camera, so she was busy like zooming in on everyone.
But that camera that she has is unreal.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I mean, it's an amazing. She can take photos from, I don't know how many feet out. Perfect pictures.
Yeah.
And right, people don't even. She got shots at Danny DeVito from the opposite side of the field.
I know.
So she was able to.
Yeah.
She was able to zoom in on Danny DeVito, unbeknownst to him. Sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
With that camera. So that camera has paid off significant dividends. Because I remember when she first got it, it was a very expensive camera. But I have to say, okay, Santana, you can shake off. Thanks, honey. Yeah, she just got out from chewing her phone and now getting a little restless, eating in her off. Looking around, sees the cats wandering around, getting ready to pounce. So how's that going so far? Where are you in total number of calories?
First of all, it says
you didn't even have it on.
No, I do. Hold on. This is 391 calories, 9.9.
No, you didn't do 391 since starting this.
Well, I've been doing this for 40 minutes. I'm almost up to 40 minutes.
You serious?
Yeah.
Maybe it is that many. Wow. So if you just keep doing that all day and don't leave, how many calories for that?
It would be a lot of calories, but I then wouldn't be able to walk.
That would be bad.
After a certain point, I mean, I'm going to stop at 40. So I just, after a certain point,
you got to give it a break. You got other things to do besides an elliptical all day.
Right, exactly. It's mindless stuff.
Are you going to work from where? Are you going to work inside in the sunroom today?
Maybe.
Get the space heater out?
Maybe, yeah. It's not that cold. I mean, I think it's sort of snowing, but it's not cold.
Now, what do we have going on this weekend? Our daughter starts up FIT again.
Yeah,
right?
She's going to have to go by herself back and forth.
Okay.
Unless we drop her off early and it's fast.
Well,
could do that.
As usual, we'll figure out all these things.
We could do that because the bar mitzvah is at 6:30. Technically, we can drop her off.
Where's the bar mitzvah?
Probably in a second. The service is staying where it always is. And it's
don't speak away from the mic. You know what happened.
In Bronxville.
Oh, cool. All right.
Bronxville Field Club.
Ooh, that sounds nice. That'll be a good.
And then the kids have their reunion.
Well, I don't know how we're going to manage doing the reunion stuff that I have going on Sunday. Taking our daughter. Something's going to have to give. And I think
if anybody's
been a loyal listener, you'll recall that there was supposed to be a reunion a few weeks ago, back in February, that was canceled because of the snow, and now they've managed to reschedule it this coming Sunday. The reunions are more of a pain than an actual work. The kids enjoy it, but it really is.
Yes, it is.
What are you doing? Invitations to make sure we're not missing anything right now?
Pretty much.
I know you're looking at one right now. Don't worry, we're not invited to it.
Yeah, no, this one I know everyone is.
21st. Okay. Yeah, we don't have to mention the days and stuff.
Oh, this is 28.
anything else we got?
Anything else you got going on? No, I just got a lot of work I gotta do. Story of my life, and oh, gotta do taxes.
Gotta get the
Gotta get
taxes
the
done.
taxes done.
Yeah. Keep thinking we have so much time to do it, we really don't.
Yeah, I really gotta, especially for the business, I gotta send it to our accountant so that get that taken care of.
Beth did come home yesterday speaking of taxes. She's very high on this new service. This is a one of our little marital disputes that we had, or just one of our basic differences between husband and wife, that a lot of times Beth gets very excited about something, and all she's looking for is to tell me it and for me to share that same enthusiasm for whatever it is that she is so happy about. And Beth thinks that I am always playing devil's advocate and that I only see the negative ripoff side of something that is being proposed as opposed to the benefits, which might have some merit to it. I don't think a whole lot, but I think that's one of the things that you get frustrated with me about, is that when
Tell you
telling
something.
something, I start asking questions, all of a sudden the starts to get raised.
A fit. This
Does
doesn't
become
point.
very defensive and start.
Well,
So
the one thing
Beth is very happy about a possible service that she's looking into. Go ahead.
I'll explain. Because my biggest, what I hate most as a business owner, and I'm sure a lot of business owners hate this, financial aspects. Sure, you love getting clients and bringing in business and or making money.
She hates the administrative
I hate
aspect.
the administrative aspect of it. I hate the having to figure out what if we're doing the right thing in terms of our are we with workers' compensation and other things that we have to do. Am I doing the right thing? I'm always nervous about that, and I hate it. So this company now that we're this business that we're this office we're working out of, they actually have a partnership with this company that provides. Not only can you get your health care through them and it's cheaper, they pretty much take over your payroll. So instead of having ADP, they do it. But I was never, as a partner in the business, I was never able to take a salary through ADP. They don't do that. But this company could do that for me. So I would finally be able to actually take a salary as opposed to taking a draw. And the problem with taking draws is you have to be really diligent about putting money away. Because when it's time to pay taxes, you're going to have to pay taxes on all that money that you took a draw on to pay taxes on. And our accountant has warned us and warned me last year not to do that. So I want to make sure that next year that I'm covered. So I think that this scenario could work out really well because it'll take care of my peace of mind and my neurosis. And
Your neurosis, I like that.
yeah, I
Your
mean,
neurosis.
well, and that's something I think is really important. I think as a business owner, people would be more inclined to remain in business rather than looking for a job elsewhere if they knew that there was a service to help take care of a lot of those headaches that a small business owner has to deal with. And this particular company also not only offers medical benefits, but they also offer being like the Metro North, so they you can get things for that.
By the way, this is an unpaid sponsorship right here.
Yeah, I'm not, well, the company's called TriNet, but anyway, yes, it is totally unpaid. But they have all these different services that, and even like they have a 401k you can set up. So all these different things that you would typically get at a regular company, you can get through this particular company. And as you have add employees, even in terms of covering their insurance, you're not paying a great deal towards the insurance where it becomes cost prohibitive that you can't afford it. And if we were to go in as a single small business to do this, we'd never be able to do it. So I do feel like, yes, there's this renewed sense of energy and excitement about being a business owner because, A, we're in a wonderful location, and, B, there's this added service now that could maybe take away some.
You're happy.
Well, yes.
Speaking of neurosis, have you identified anything that you remind me
I don't
of?
know. I mean,
I'm
you have
curious.
like some OCD issues, but we've
We'll
always been.
say that another day.
Yeah, I mean, you've always had certain things, but it's fine. I'm used to it.
You're used to
Yeah.
it. I bet many of you out there are wondering what those are.
Paychecks is alarm clock like 10
Don't
times.
tell them all because we'll save them for tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
All
We
right,
can
so
talk about
hopefully
the
they'll
real
listen.
estate
They'll listen
tomorrow.
tomorrow as well, so you can find out some more.
Right,
All
exactly.
right.
All right, so on that note, thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.